Hey, Mr. Ingram. Sorry about that. This is Zach. We spoke yesterday. I know we said I'd call you at 3, but it was really just an accident that I called you, and I apologize. But
okay.
So I do apologize for that. I didn't mean to disrupt you.
It's okay. Yeah, I was on the ladder. Yeah. Okay. All right, then I'll be told to hear from you about 3.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a second now. I was trying to find that attorney's information because, you know, you said that you wanted him to look that over. I miscommunicated with you yesterday. Could you tell me his name again?
Well, I'm not going to use him because he's in New York. It would be too difficult, he tells me. You know, he's got to reach out to somebody else that's close. So I have an attorney here.
Yeah.
Miss Bailey. And I'm going to reach out to her today.
Okay. I'm going to email it to her, though. And what was her name?
Bailey. Attorney Bailey.
Attorney.
I forget the person. Yeah.
She's
in Petersburg.
Petersburg.
Yeah.
Billy. B-I-L-L-Y.
Yeah, I think it's B-I-E-L-L-Y. It's something like that.
Okay.
How do you spell Bailey? Once I speak with her, I'll call my wife.
Kareem Bailey.
I don't know if it is Kareem Bailey. I don't know her first name.
Okay.
She takes care of some business for me. And my wife.
She's off Sycamore, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds like her.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think she knows me on a name basis, but I've heard of her.
Right.
I'll give her a call and let her know, you know, that I'm emailing this over to her.
Let me speak to her first, please. Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm going to try to reach out to her today.
Okay.
You know, but you know, I've been rushing stuff like that there, so I'll I should reach out to her today, either this morning or early afternoon.
Yeah.
And tell her what the deal is, and she'll tell me, you know.
Okay. So I'll just wait to email her the paperwork then until you give me the call back.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
That's fine. We usually do it the other way, so I apologize, but that's no problem.
What's the other way? You know, I don't know if you know, you say things like that there, you make me think, I've been doing business. I'm 78 years old. And
I get it.
Usually you do business collectively, not just your way. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and I'm
so okay. When you use that phrase to me, you make me think that, I mean, you want to do things too much your way, and then it makes things just difficult to deal with you.
Okay. Well, I apologize for that. There's no way that I won't be flexible at. The reason I guess I say that is because I usually do send it, and then they review it and talk with you. But, look, at the end of the day, the ball's in your court, and you don't have to sell it to me. You don't have to sell to anybody. So, where others, you know, break, I bend. So, I'm more than flexible to whatever you're comfortable with. I apologize if that comes off.
But I don't know if you've seen it to me or not, or much younger or whatever it is. But in business, you know, you got to consider the other person sometimes. If you want something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you have to not project that dominant characteristic. You know, you got to be cool.
And I think that's a very good statement that you bring up. And, you know, I come from military background, so I do.
So do I. I come from a military background.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the Navy and stuff like that there. I grew up going to camps even before I did that. And it's not that I'm objecting to aggressiveness. It's just that
no, you're right.
They got something to be sure-footed and soft-footed. You know,
you don't even
You step easily. You know.
At the end of the day, I was just trying to make it easier for you, and that's really
no. But sir, listen to me, please.
Oh, yeah.
You can't make it easy for me because you don't know me. You're making it easy for yourself. You got to accept that. You know, you're not making it easy for me. You don't know me. You don't know if I'm tall, short, fat, or skinny. You know what I'm saying? So, how you do figure make it easy for me?
Right.
You understand? Where do you get that? You know, assumptions of things, you know, sometimes can be a bad characteristic in business. Don't assume for someone else or try to convince them that you can make it easy for them. No, you're making it easy for yourself. I mean, you got to think about it.
Mr. Ingram, I like the way you speak. And to be honest with you, I don't usually talk with people of a characteristic that you have in your toolbox. So I do appreciate it, and I take note of it sincerely. You know, after this thing, even if we don't do business together, I would actually be, you know, open to maybe grabbing a beer if you would, because I think that there's a lot of knowledge on what you're saying. And to be honest with you, you know, I'm in my 30s, you know, so I haven't.
Oh, yeah, you're young. All of my children, I got four,
yeah.
Three boys and a girl. They're all older than you.
Okay.
They're all adults.
Yeah.
One daughter, three boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say all of them own their own property except for one. He says he don't want the responsibility.
Right.
But his wife does. But I you know, have you ever heard the term, you got to tread softly?
Tread softly, yeah.
Yeah, so I learned that young in life, you know, being a black man. I'm sure you know I'm black.
I'd
had it rough in New York, but I wasn't born in New York. I was born in Blackstone, Virginia. So I came back home, but I didn't want to work the farm with my uncles.
I like Blackstone.
Yeah, and they said, don't worry, you got plenty of acreage and stuff like that there. I said, no, I like real estate. So I'm going to dove in real estate. I like construction because I served an apprenticeship after coming out of the military. And retired from Sheet Metal Workers Local 28. I worked all over the country. I even worked at Philip Morris Parents down here. I worked in California. I worked in Texas. I worked at Silicon Valley, which is South San Jose in California. And I traveled about. And over the years, I learned a lot in terms of behavior as well as in terms of knowledge and how to deal with people. So it's all right to be aggressive, but only when it's necessary.
Well, I apologize.
To assume certain things, only when it's necessary.
Well, I apologize for being, you know, aggressive. That wasn't the intention. Sincerely, you know, I'm still learning and still growing, and you know, to be able to have difficult conversations, you know, if you do, you have the ability to. I know I'm not perfect.
No one is. No one is.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I love having difficult conversations because that means, you know, ability to progress. But I talk with a lot of people that, you know, are selling their house and buying houses as well. And you're really the first person to kind of call me out on something where I really didn't realize that I was doing anything. But, you know, I definitely understand what you're saying, and I agree with you 100%. So I will take that into account. And I do apologize, but, you know, for me.
So your apology is accepted. No problem.
Yeah, for me, it's more of a, it's a benefit in this circumstance because, you know, I know your speed now and I can adapt. So you take your time. You let me know, you know, whatever you need. I'm here. And I'm sincere, whether we do business or not, I would like to, you know, maybe grab a drink, or if you don't drink, maybe grab a bite to eat, because I think we could have some good stories together one way or the other.
Yes, yes.
So, and, you know, I am a young guy, but, you know, I've been doing this since I was 18, and I don't really hang out with people my own age is because they're not...
Progressive, huh?
Well, they're not progressors, yeah. And they, you know, I have enough, you know, anchors in my life on my own. I don't need any extra ones.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I was raised by older people. I was young, and let me just give you a little story about me. You know, when I tell some people that, they don't believe it. But I grew up on a farm. My parents, they worked for our other elders, but I used to drag behind my mother picking cotton. She's deceased. And when I got up age 7, 8, 9, I was helping to pick beans, string beans. And my older brothers, they came to New York with my father and mother. And I was left in Virginia. So I was with aunts and uncles. So I had to toe the line. And then one day they decided, we sent him, he's a knucklehead. We sent him back to his mother in New York. No telephones either way. So they didn't even know I was coming. And this was a hard thing for me. And I learned my independence traveling on that bus, trailway, and went all the way to New York. Was frightened and didn't even want to get on an escalator. I never in my life saw rolling stairs or moving stairs. Stood there and cried. And a young man, soldier, saw me, and he took me to Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
To my parents. So I've had a lot of bumps and scratches and falls, and, you know, so one thing I did learn, you know, you got to, you know, not necessarily speak softly, but you have to, I grew up hard, so I learned. You know, you give and take, you travel the road, you travel, you know, whether you're barefooted or got shoes, you're going to stumble, you get up, dust yourself off, and keep going.
You know, what I've learned, too, is sometimes instead of a step forward, you know, a step back will get you 2 steps forward.
I've heard that expression, yeah, yeah. But I guess we voice it differently based on our education. You stumble, you fall, you get up, dust yourself off, and keep going.
Fall down 7 times.
Yeah, so it all means the same thing.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you being patient with me, and, you know, I think the world in general isn't open to constructive criticism, but, you know, the truth is, you know, they should be. And I will definitely work on that.
Yeah, the world isn't necessary to our liking. We just got to make things that way. And it's part of that trail we got to travel. We can choose a different road, but whatever obstacles fall in our way, you got to be able to overcome them.
Right. Navigate.
Yeah, navigate. Sometimes you don't even have to navigate. You're just going to let God guide you. You know, just follow what he says and he'll take care of your footage.
You know what I like to say is, you know, because I talk to about, 50 people a day, 50 to 100 people a day, just depends on the day. And sometimes I got my mouthpiece on and I'm just, I'm taking hits from people. You know, at the end of the day, we're a family business. We're not, these, huge corporations and where you got this, that, and the other. So, I want to do business with people that like me and want to do business with us. And, at the end of the day, being agreeable, being likable, and, also being able to mirror someone else's speed, that's important. And, I there's a lot of things that I can learn, and especially from elderly people. Not calling you old, but it's the truth. And I just appreciate you calling it out.
No problem. Yeah. Either way, I'm gonna try to reach out to, what is it now, about the 11 and change?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would try to reach her this morning. I'm getting ready to leave this building. I'm doing some touch-ups after I renovated this house. It's okay. Not just for the customer. Mm-hmm. And I'll try to reach her and then give her your number and see what our schedule is, and then get an email, give it to you, or have her call you or whatever, or let you call her.
Okay. Yeah, we're on your accord here, so
right.
I'll wait to hear from you. And if I don't hear from you today, when would you like for me to reach back out to you?
You can reach back out to me. If I don't reach out to you today, yeah, call me about the same time tomorrow. I should have some part of it to tell you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'll call you.
Other than that, I'll definitely call you. And have her call you or what have you.
Okay. I appreciate it, Mr. Ingram. Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right. Take care now.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right.
All right.